This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم والذين كفروا فتعسا لهم وأضل أعمالهم ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم دمر الله عليهم وللكافرين أمثالها ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. Today we'll be pondering together over a new verse in a new chapter. We finished Surah Al-Ahqaf, chapter number 46, and the following chapter is chapter number 47, which is Surah Muhammad. May the greatest peace and salutations be upon him. The seventh verse of Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads as, إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Which means, indeed, if you support Allah, Allah will support you and will keep your feet firm. What does this mean? It seems like something needs to be explained, obviously. Does Allah need support? Of course not. Allah says in the ayah, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهِ Verse number 40, chapter number 9, Surah At-Tawbah. If you're not willing to support him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah have already supported him and gave him victory by himself without the need of any of you, without the need of an entire army. إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ When the Meccans were plotting to assassinate him, and he was forced to leave and migrate from Mecca. And there were only two in the cave of Hira. And when Abu Bakr was extremely worried, and he said, if any of them would look down, they will find us. So he said, لا تحزن, إن الله معنا, don't be sad. Allah is with us. And if Allah is with us, then we are immune. We're fully secured. So the Almighty Allah is telling us that if you support the deen of Allah, if you commit yourself to abide to the guidance of the Quran and the guidance in the Sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you become righteous believers. You will become eligible for His victory, despite the fact that you are much lesser in numbers, much weaker in forces, but you are strong in faith. You are powerful in belief. You are great in practice. Then Allah will deliver His victory to you. The Almighty Allah says, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ. Remember how the Almighty Allah gave you victory, granted you nasr on the day of Badr, on the battle of Badr, when you were very weak, when you were very vulnerable, and you were very humiliated. Your number was only 314. You only had two horses, and your enemies were three times greater than you as far as number. 950 well-armed soldiers. And Allah defeated them, and He supported them, and He made you defeat them and even take 70 of them as prisoners of war. What kind of victory is this? وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah confirms, victory comes only from Allah. So if you are on Allah's side, if you are a practicing believer, then Allah will grant you victory. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ, if you fulfill your duty towards the deen of Allah and you support it, and you practice, and you do not deviate right and left, and you do not slip off the straight path, then indeed Allah will support you. Allah will grant you victory. Allah will make you successful, no matter how powerful your enemies are. The Almighty Allah mentioned also another very important ayah. He said, وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. Before that he says, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرًا. Indeed, Allah has given you victory in many battles. Do you remember on the day of Hunayn? إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. Particularly on the battle of Hunayn, the Muslim army were 12,000 soldiers. Some of whom, when they looked at the huge number of the Muslim army, they said, by Allah, we will never be defeated today. Look at our number. So they were defeated at first. And they all ran away from the battlefield, with the exception of a handful of the companions. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started calling upon the special Sahaba of Al-Ansar and those who attended with him the pledge of Al-Hudaybiyah, Bay'atul Ridwan. And when they returned with a few number of sincere companions, Allah Almighty made them overcome their enemies, Hawazin and Thaqif. So what is the condition? إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. On the battle of Qadisiyah, a major determining battle between Muslims and the Persians, in which the Persians were utterly defeated and humiliated by Muslims. The commander of the Muslim army was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, who is one of the 10 heaven-bound companions, and he is the Prophet's uncle. Amir al-Mu'mineen was Umar al-Khattab. He stopped the army before departing from Medina, and then he advised Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the commander-in-chief of the Muslim army, saying, "Ya Sa'd, I don't want you to be deceived with what people say that since you are the uncle of Prophet Muhammad, you will be victorious. Allah the Almighty grants victory to the righteous over the wicked. It is not by the relationship. If you keep righteousness in the Muslim army and you maintain goodness, then Allah the Almighty will give you victory over your enemies. But if we and our enemies are alike with respect of committing sins and disobeying the Almighty Allah, then victory simply will be granted to those who have more power, more war strategies, and so on. So remember, brothers and sisters, this ummah will be victorious as long as they are committed to the deen of Allah. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Will keep you firm on the battlefield. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.